Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
We're going to talk a little Gamecocks and Oklahoma Sooners in just a few minutes. Toby Rowland, the play-by-play voice of the Oklahoma Sooners, will be joining the show very, very shortly. I caught him leaving the grocery store, so he said, give me just a few minutes. I'm going to give him a shout back, okay. And Toby gracious enough to join us. But Diesel, let me ask you this before we get Toby on the phone and talk Sooners and Gamecocks. Right now on this Wednesday, I know we've talked about South Carolina, Oklahoma with the upset picks challenge, but what's your early lean in terms of the outcome on Saturday? By the way, a 12:45 kick in Columbia.
I would have to assume that if John Mateer is going to go, it's because, you know, this conversation about his hand still being injured and the potential bloody hand. I mean, I know that's... Some people have seen it. Some people say it maybe is a little bit of a false flag, and it could just be like a little cut. No big deal. But if he's going to play, considering the fact that it hampered him so much last week, if he was still injured, I would say he's not going to play. Like, because clearly him not being out there, him being out there but not 100% hampers the team and their ability to win.
Yeah.
So he would step out of the way and let Michael Hawkins Jr. stand in for him for this game. I don't know that they need him to beat South Carolina because, again, we know that South Carolina can't score a whole lot. The offensive line is terrible. They just fired a coach. Maybe that changes things. Maybe it doesn't. The defense is okay at South Carolina. The offense is bad. And special teams are spotty. You can't count on special team scores in a ball game. I don't know that they need him. I would say Oklahoma wins but doesn't cover the 5.5.
Really? So you think it's going to be close?
I do.
Oklahoma. I think John Mateer, the hand injury is huge, right? And last week we saw Oklahoma get their first loss or take their first loss of the season. I think his hand's obviously a big part of it. I just don't know, Diesel, when it comes to South Carolina's offense, I don't know if firing Lonnie Teasley is all of a sudden going to, in Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 6 days, all of a sudden make this a better group offensively. Because
it's valid.
That's why you fire Lonnie Teasley, right? Because the offensive line isn't up to snuff. Now, in the same token, it's not fair to ask Sean Elliott to have this group in 6 days completely about face, right? Like, you just can't ask him to, hey, Sean, by the way, 6 days from now, y'all need to be vastly improved. That's a little unfair. Will they be better? Will the intensity? I've already been told by somebody this week the intensity at practice with Sean Elliott's, it's up a notch, right? Sean Elliott, we all know, is an intense guy. Will that translate to on the field against a really good Brent Venables-led defense, Diesel? I think that's the question.
Yeah, I mean, I like South Carolina's chances to look a little bit better on the offensive line. I like the fact that Sean Elliott is not, you know, being elevated as a young position coach into a situation that's a little bit above his head. This guy's a former head coach in Division I. I know that he didn't have a lot of success, but it was Georgia State, and it's really hard to win at Georgia State, right? That's a program with no history, with no culture, with no fan base, and no talent. So he's now got talent that he never had at Georgia State. So the ability for any coach to be able to turn a unit around quickly, I like being in a seasoned head coach's hands a little bit better than somebody who doesn't have experience on them.
Yeah. It will be really interesting, I think, from that aspect of Sean Elliott taking over those duties at offensive line, especially, like I said, just a six-day turnaround time. I think that'll be the most intriguing position to watch. Let's go to the phone lines where we bring in Toby Rowland. He's the play-by-play voice of the Oklahoma Sooners. Toby, appreciate you being flexible with us today, man, and hopping on with us. My mistake on the time zone is we are on Eastern time here, and glad to have you on the show, first of all. But let's start where we were just talking about the offensive line for South Carolina, probably the biggest weakness. What was your reaction and the reaction of those in Oklahoma when you heard the news on Sunday that going into y'all's game on Saturday, just 6 days later, the Gamecocks have made a firing and fired Lonnie Teasley, the offensive line coach?
I don't know that there was a giant reaction other than interesting. You know, Oklahoma is also having a hard time running the football. In fact, I think these two teams rank 15th and 16th in the SEC in that category. So it has been an issue here. Obviously, South Carolina is going through the same struggles. So of note, I would say, but I don't know that it's made major waves. Oklahoma got pounded by Texas. So the reverberations of that is pretty much dominated the news cycle in the first half of this week.
Toby, it's Diesel here. Appreciate you joining the show for the first time. Speaking of note, I got a laugh out of this situation where Brent Venables said something in the media this week saying that, you know, this SEC isn't the old Big 12 days where Oklahoma destroys everybody every single week except one game a year. The fact that the Big 12 official account retweeted that saying Coach Venables lost 8 conference games in his 2 seasons in the Big 12, that's fun stuff, man. What was your reaction to that?
Pretty immature by the Big 12, I would say. Fact of the matter is Oklahoma won 14 of the 28 Big 12 championships when they were in the league, and Brent Venables has only been the head coach 2 years in the Big 12, but he was the defensive coordinator here for better part of a decade, and was Oklahoma did win a vast majority of their games by a lot of points. So it seemed like the Big 12 was maybe bored and looking for a fight yesterday, perhaps. I'm not sure, but he didn't say I won all of my games by a bunch in the Big 12. He said Oklahoma, which is, I mean, they won half of the championships in the 28 years. They dominated that league. Oklahoma won 14 Big 12 titles. Texas won 3. You know, what Alabama has been in the SEC doesn't come close to approach what Oklahoma was in level of domination in that league. So for the Big 12 to in some way insinuate that wasn't the case, was it sounded like Brett Yormark's son got a hold of the Twitter account yesterday, honestly.
We're joined by Toby Rowland. He is the play-by-play voice of the Oklahoma Sooners. You're hearing him right here on The Fan Upstate. Toby, obviously the biggest story with Oklahoma right now is John Mateer and his hand injury. You saw him play against Texas. You mentioned the loss on Saturday, 23-6 in Dallas. What's the latest on Mateer's hand and how much of an impact that'll have Saturday?
Yeah, he came out of that game pretty good. Didn't damage it worse. At least that's according to Mateer and Brent Venables. So the hope is with 7 more days of healing that it will feel even better this week. You know, it was a fairly non-invasive surgery. It is a surgery that we have seen several professional athletes. You know, Jared Goff was an example that was brought up. He had the same surgery, same doctor, played again 11 days later. So the fact that Mateer played 17 days later was not necessarily crazy. Now, I do think it affected him. The passes, you know, he looked good in warmups. His passes, I would say, up to 15 yards were pretty accurate. Maybe lacked the zip they normally have. And anything beyond about 15 yards, wildly inaccurate compared to what we've seen out of John Mateer through the first four games of the season. His interceptions, if you look back at that game, the first one and the one before halftime were passes deeper downfield that missed its target by a good, you know, 5 to 10 yards. So obviously it was bothering him to some extent. I don't know, you know, with another week's rest, how much of that soreness goes away? Is he able to push the ball downfield a little bit more than he was against Texas? It's certainly a big question around here.
Toby, would you say that that zip and inaccuracy issues, was that basically from snap number one, or was it, you know, the first time he took a hit to that hand, that's when things started to go downhill? I mean, I know you'd have to really kind of zoom in play by play to see what was going on with that throwing hand, but at what point in the game did those issues start to crop up?
Well, you started to see it. The first interception came in the second quarter, and it was a pass down the seam, about a 30-yarder that was wide of the mark considerably. And that's really the first time you thought, well, that was odd. And then kind of radars went up from there. And I think that Ben Arbuckle figured it out too, the offensive coordinator, and they brought the pass. It became obvious at some point that Oklahoma couldn't run the ball, and they couldn't throw an accurate pass beyond about 15 yards. So that really narrowed what they could do offensively. And
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Texas figured that out, and play calling became adjusted on Oklahoma's end, and offense got tough. So they really need either the run game to work better or Mateer to be more accurate down the field against South Carolina if they're going to have any chance of putting some points on the board.
Toby, a lot of the Gamecock fans in the audience listening are going to watch Oklahoma for the first time this Saturday, being that they follow South Carolina and only South Carolina. Not all of them, but some of them. You mentioned the Oklahoma struggles when it comes to running the football. South Carolina fans can obviously relate. You go back a few weeks ago where they had -7 rushing yards in an SEC football game. For a Gamecock fan out there in the upstate of South Carolina listening today, how do you compare the two struggles? Because the Gamecock fans may say, hey, Toby, I know y'all are struggling to run the football, but our struggles and your struggles are not the same. How would you compare the two?
Yeah, I mean, we need to get together at the state fair and, you know, have a sympathy huddle together because I feel you. It's tough. I mean, it just makes offense in this league tough when you can't. I can't specifically, you could speak wiser than I could to South Carolina struggles. I'll tell you, with Oklahoma, they are down, in all likelihood, 4 offensive tackles going into this week. We'll see what the injury report says tonight about Derek Simmons. But Jacob Sexton, Jake Taylor, I should say three offensive tackles, and their starting center when the season started. So there's some injuries they're dealing with. That's one thing. It's a couple of other offensive linemen that have been dealing with ankles for the last 2 or 3 weeks that just don't quite have the especially lateral movement that you would want to have. So that doesn't bode well when you're trying to deal with Dylan Stewart, obviously, this week. The other thing has been the tight end blocking has not been very good. They use tight ends quite a bit, or at least they have in their run schemes. And while Jaron Kanick has been a revelation as far as receiving the football this year, he was a linebacker the last 3 years for Oklahoma, moved to tight end this year, raised some eyebrows, and he's been great as a pass catcher. But his blocking hasn't been great, nor have his backups. And then the third thing is the second biggest transfer portal pickup Oklahoma had this year behind John Mateer was Jaden Ott, who is a running back from Cal, All-American 2 years ago, and was a massive get for OU in the transfer portal and has been a no-show. I mean, you could look at his season stats, and he has made zero contribution. They haven't been able to trust him as a, you know, as a quarterback protector on the field, and he hasn't made people miss. There is a real mystery as to what's going on with Jaden Ott. Is it as simple as he ran for a bunch of yards on the West Coast, but now he's in the SEC and he can't do it? Maybe, but I don't know. It's been bizarre. So you add all those things up, and the best rushing attack for Oklahoma this year has been their quarterback. You know, when John Mateer's in the game, he's got some wheels and can go, and he's been their leading rusher. But other than that, it's been tough.
Talking to Toby Rowland, play-by-play voice of the Oklahoma Sooners right here on Wire to Wire with Diesel and Cole Bryson. I want to do a little what-if game here, and you know, you alluded to the tremendous success OU has had before coming into the SEC and obviously this season. But if Oklahoma had somehow won that game last Saturday, John Mateer 2 weeks away from surgery, bloody hand, where would it have ranked all-time in Oklahoma lore?
Well, the fact that he played was incredibly gutsy. If, you know, because we're living in a day and age, especially in the NIL, where it seems like a lot of guys are looking for excuses not to play. So he won a lot of people over by getting out there. If he had somehow won that game, especially if they had done it in like some sort of come from behind fashion, then they would have, you know, they would have carried him home. And they would have had a statue built already at the stadium by now. They love John Mateer here. He has a flair to him. He's got a charisma to him. There's a lot of similarities in the way he plays, in the way he acts to Baker Mayfield. And Baker is probably one of the two or three most popular football players in Oklahoma history. And he's been great. I mean, Mateer's the first four games, you could have argued he was the front runner for the Heisman Trophy with the way he played. But then he got injured, missed a game, and came back and didn't play very well. So he's going to have to – the fan base is not putting that loss on John Mateer. I think they appreciate his gutsiness. But they got some other things on offense they got to figure out to help him out. The defense has been spectacular. One of the best in the country. A lot of similarities between these two teams Saturday. But the offense has to help them out a little bit, especially if Mateer isn't going to be 100%.
Toby, you just mentioned that defense. Man, they have been incredible, especially what they were able to do against Underwood. 9 of 24 holding him, 124 yards, completely shutting down Bryce Underwood earlier in the season. What do you feel like this defense's key is going to be against a Lenora Sellers type of guy that is able to move the pocket, is able to extend plays? We all know what he can do with his feet. How do you think that changes Oklahoma's game plan, if any?
Well, this is a defense that's been very good on the line. They get a lot of pressure. They have a ton of tackles for loss and a bunch of sacks. And the weird thing is they haven't turned anybody over, which is crazy because that's what Brent Venables specializes in. And they got two turnovers all year, and both of those came against Kent State. And quarterbacks are constantly throwing from their backside. They're constantly hitting quarterbacks. For some reason, it just hasn't happened. And that's hurt the offense as well, because there have been no short fields. There's been no quick possession changes. Feels like every time the offense gets the ball, they're having to go 75 yards. So that's one thing. They got to figure out a way to be better at creating turnovers. The thing that applies to this game, I think, with Lenora Sellers, and that is a direct tie to Arch Manning in last week's game, is over and over and over again, Oklahoma got pressure on Arch Manning. He was in a collapsing pocket almost every time he dropped back to pass, and he scored it out and would stay alive, keep the play alive, and make a play downfield or run it himself. That is a major concern with Lenora Sellers. Getting pressure on him, I think you feel confident it's going to happen. But getting him to the ground is another story, especially when you're 6'3", 240 in a freight train like he is. So if Sellers can keep a play alive, sidestep the rush or squeeze out the right side window or whatever the case may be, then either he's going to take off and God bless the cornerback that tries to tackle him, or he's going to find a receiver downfield because the play has been extended. So for me, that's the big story going into, the big question mark going into this game for the Oklahoma defense. I have no doubt they'll get pressure, but can that result in sacks?
Toby, my last question for you here. Let's say John Mateer throws another interception in the first quarter and Brent Venables throws the proverbial hook out there, pulls him to the sideline, and Michael Hawkins goes in. How much has he improved since last season, and can OU win this game with Michael?
Well, first off, I don't think that would happen unless Mateer got re-injured. I don't think that they would pull him, you know, if he threw a pick. I could be wrong about that, but that's my hunch. I think Mateer is their guy. But, you know, him injuring that thumb again is in play. Michael Hawkins is an elite athlete. He has track speed. He started four games for him last year. You guys saw him last year. He threw the ball to you too many times last year. That was the problem in that game. He is not great at going through, or at least last year was not great in going through a progression and finding the open man. It was pretty easy to read where he was going with the football. We've only seen him in one game really this year, and that was the Kent State game, and it wasn't a great performance. So I would say they are excited about the future of Michael Hawkins because of his athletic ability. He's got a cannon of an arm. But if that was the case, if Hawkins was pushed into duty in this game, there would be a whole lot of nervous Sooner fans because of what they saw in the one game he started this year.
Toby, great stuff, man. Really appreciate you taking time to join us today. Have a great call Saturday, and we'll talk to you again soon. Thanks as always,
Thank
man.
You. What do I order at the State Fair, by the way, Friday night?
Oh,
what's the go-to?
That's a good question. I'd say, I mean, you got to go, you know, I'd probably say you got to go with a good old-fashioned foot-long corn dog. Are you a corn dog guy?
Love a corn dog.
Yeah.
Love a corn dog.
You can't beat a corn dog.
Toby, it's the American way. If it's fried, it's going to be good.
That's right. Go corn dog and deep fried Oreos. How about that?
Oh, I can feel the pounds going on as we speak. Yes. All right, you guys enjoy the game.
Thanks
for hanging out with you.
Yeah, absolutely. Good stuff there. Toby Rowland, play-by-play voice. You like deep fried Oreos?
I love anything deep fried. Look at me.
Yeah,
look at
so me. Good. It's so good. Oh, man. Now I want to go to the fair. Thanks, Toby.
God.
Appreciate you, man.
Yeah, it sucks that you're not going to this game this weekend, Cole. I'm going to have to spend some extra time.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to get up real early to get some extra time at the
State
Fair.
Real early, because the game's at what, noon?
12:45.
Oh,
yeah. When we come back, Cole, a little fun story out of the MLB playoffs. Maybe
playoff?
A haunted hotel that forced the LA Dodgers to split what hotel they were staying in. More on that next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming to your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.